This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Truth and freedom. They're two very important words. Yesterday, if you're with me, I was talking about the day that Jesus was facing his trial. We see it in John chapter 18 in the New Testament where he was facing Pilate. They were having a conversation and Jesus said, "I've come to bring truth into all the world." And Pilate, I guess, scratched his head and said, "Well, what is truth?" Many people in our world define freedom as the capacity to do what they want to do, to follow their impulses. You know, I live in a free country, I can do as I like. But from the Christian sense, there's something different because Jesus says in John 8, verse 32, these amazing words, if you think about them, they are incredible. "If you hold to my teaching," he said, "you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth and the truth will make you free." Now, these words, if you hadn't heard them before, could sound rather presumptuous, even arrogant. What do you mean, my words will make you free? But let's try and set the context where Jesus says this. And earlier in that passage, if you read it in the New Testament, John 8, Jesus is there in conversation with some of the Jewish people who once believed in him. And they're saying, "Listen, Jesus, we know where we come from. We're the descendants of Abraham. I mean, after all, Abraham had lived 2,000 years before." And they're saying to Jesus, we are the biological spiritual descendants of Abraham. So there, but we don't know where you came from. We don't know who your father is." They sort of were trying to put Jesus on the spot. And if you think about it, what was the insinuation? The insinuation was that Jesus had had an illegitimate birth. Well, the scriptures teach that the Holy Spirit supernaturally enabled a virgin girl named Mary to conceive. And I know that many people find this very hard to accept. It's a miracle, but God intervened. He caused something that was quite impossible to become possible. Jesus was born from Mary. So if you believe in God, or that there might be a God, it shouldn't be that hard to believe that Mary could have supernaturally conceived with the help of God, this son who would become God in human flesh. But the Jewish detractors say, "Hey, we're the children of Abraham. We don't know where you're from. Who is your father?" Well, Jesus gives an amazing explanation. You can read it for yourself in John 8. He says, without any contradiction, "I am God." And that's why his fellow Jews wanted to get rid of him, to stone him. It was blasphemy. They just couldn't cope with it. And so Jesus was put to death on the cross. They wanted him put away forever, so they thought. So it was C.S. Lewis who pointed out, if Jesus actually claimed to be God, which he did, then he was either a liar, a lunatic, or he was Lord and God. And if Jesus Christ is in fact Lord and God in human form, you know, that's not an overstatement for Jesus to say that day, "If you hold to my teaching, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free." You see, because Jesus' truth reflects reality, it reflects the way that things really are. So let me give you an example. If you're a pianist or musician, you would understand the laws of vibration or notes, of scales, and you would honour those rules. You'd practice, I guess, and you would be free to be a musician. Well, so it is with Jesus Christ. If we understand Jesus, the wisdom and the laws from Jesus, which reflect reality, and if we put them into practice, we will be free. We will become free in a wonderful way. Because Jesus is a rule that sets us free. It's a reign, I suppose you could call it. Jesus is our King, our Savior. He's not there to become a dictator. He sets us free to enjoy life to the best we can. C.S. Lewis another day said, "I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else." And so Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the truth by which we see everything else. Well, dear Lord, your word tells me this is a new day. I'm to rejoice in the fact that it is a day. There's so much potential, and I need you, Lord, in my life for the next 24 hours to spend productively. I don't want to squander the hours. But I thank you for the truth that's found in Jesus Christ. Amen.